And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star right here in our studio. Going to be a great show talking big fish. Tim just came back from an epic trip. We're going to be talking about that. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. It's going to be a good show today. It's good timing to have Captain Tim in here.
Kidding. Captain Tim Ekstrom, Royal Star, good morning.
Hi, Tim.
Morning.
So, epic trip. The last, how many day trip?
Epic trips. You better put an S on the back of that.
I was just going to say it's a plural. I mean, this is that was five in a row now.
Jeez,
five, really? since that Labor Day trip. We've just had incredible timing and really, really made the most of it out there on that big fish to the west. In addition, because it's been 7 day trips, in addition to going down below and having great yellowtail fishing along the beach, we've been on the roll, right place at the right time. And you know, there's definitely some good fishing fortune that goes into every result. So, and the weather, of course, and that really is the key to, you know, timing and weather and opening the door to that fish up out west. But, you know, my goodness, man. I mean, we've seen some good fishing. This is a whole other level here. Yeah. That fishing this last voyage. And you know, there's those different grades where you get into that 80 to 120, the 130 to 150s. And then last trip, it was the 160 to 190s. I mean, a small one was 150. We had a couple fish that were 120 pounds, and they looked like dinks. You know, I was like,
that's
those are the small. And then you throw in the yellowfin out there that were the one day we had. that great big day, and the elephant, I mean, those are 60 to 80 pounds.
Oh, my.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Like,
crazy.
You know, there's a few 40, 50 pounders, but on the scale, yesterday we were weighing them as they were going into the totes, 60 pounds dressed.
That's killed and gutted.
Dressed.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, 63 pounds, 67 pounds. Yellowfin tuna. It just, I mean, that load of fish yesterday, I don't know if guys catch, I know Sean, I saw him taking some pictures and he posted them up on the Fisherman's Processing website, but those totes lined up. Yeah. And, you know, the best part about it, of course, is that there's, you know, numbers-wise, it's a lot of fish, but numbers-wise, you know, it's like, well, we have 45 of those 45 of those big bluefin, 45 or 46 of those big bluefin, 150 to 190, two over 300, couple
two over 300?
Two over 300.
Oh, by the way. Oh, by the way, we got two over 300.
That's a seven-day trip,
right?
To the hurricane bank.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, really? Just,
how many day trip was that?
It was a seven-day.
Oh, it was a seven-day. Did you spend the whole time?
No.
Not
we
at
went,
all.
We went down the beach. We fished yellowtail the first day down along the beach, and then we went out by Natividad. And I mean, we didn't have the greatest day of production that day, but what a great day of fishing. You talk about epic Baja. I mean, just miles and miles of bait and whale and dolphins and sea lion and yellowtail all mixed in, surface iron.
So cool.
Just what in flat calm, what an insane day of fishing. Like, I mean, it was, you know, again, they weren't biting all that great, but it was so much fun to be fishing in that. You know, like, you know,
it's full of life.
You know, is that classic? You know, you whip the surface iron out, and there's 10 fish following it, just nipping at it, bumping it, but not biting it. But like every cast, you got all these fish
That's
following.
Cool.
So I mean, we were pumped at the end of the day, and it set us up perfectly doing that kind of fishing for a couple of days. It set us up perfectly. It was like, you know, that key moment which comes, and every trip this season we've been in that position where it's like, all right, man, this is it. It's the make or break moment. You either go down or you go back up.
Yeah, right.
And only one time so far did we get burned going back up because, you know, the fish went down. Whether,
sure.
You know,
it's bluefin.
It's bluefin,
yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
We went up and drove around for 3 days and scratched and kicked and clawed our way to something. But, that, you know, you figure relative to the number of days we spent up there and the number of times we've rolled the dice, we're way ahead.
Well, this one obviously worked out.
Oh, the last—I mean, the last like six have worked out, yeah. And for both Randy and I, you know, both of us, we just again had just incredible timing, and you know, it's not by accident. Of course, you game the weather; that just plays so big into it. And as good as weather forecasting is, you know, you line it up at the beginning of the trip. If you got the good weather on the front end, you're going west. If you got the good weather on the back end, you know, and not good on the front end, you go down, you fish, and then of course. Depending on whatever your results are, you either take the plunge and go back up and roll the dice, or again you go down and you know, make the most of it down there. So there's been a lot of good fortune, but I think that no doubt about it, in addition to having that good timing, we've definitely made the most of the opportunities.
So the boat left yesterday on another 7 days.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And now, Tracy told me that on the trip after this, October 3rd, a week from today, yesterday, there actually were some spots left available.
That's... seems to be the case with almost every trip this season.
I mean, what are you waiting for? You want to go catch some big bluefin and yellowfin, man. This is an opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we all know. I mean, we recognize that especially for anybody that's older who has a pre-existing condition, something like that, you know, health issues, that they're concerned about the virus, it's understandable that somebody would be reluctant to book a trip. And, you know, all I can say is that, and I'm looking for wood here, right here, I'll knock on a card. I mean, we have had zero issues this year.
Yeah.
You know, the guys have done a phenomenal job of maintaining a safe, clean environment of the boat. And obviously, you know, you look at the fleet and how many anglers are coming down here, and there's very, very little, if any, of it that has entered the fleet and entered the boats so far, you know, among our clientele, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just know it's a matter of statistics. You know, it wouldn't surprise anybody to hear, you know, that there was a case on a boat or, you know, some anglers wind up getting it, but it hasn't happened so far, thank God.
We talked about it like when things first started opening back up, and the thing that was so cool to see and we were so proud of to watch the fleet didn't take the recommendations and the ideas of keeping things clean and sanitary like it was, okay, well, this is what you have to do to be able to work. Like, it was taken very seriously. Like, you guys were given a bar, and then the level that you cleaned the boats and the procedures that you took were many levels above the bar. It just wasn't a scenario of you got to get this done so that you can work again. Like, it was taken a lot more serious than that, and it shows. And I'm sure that's why you haven't seen anything. I mean, the precautions are real.
Yeah, for sure. And every trip, we're not slacking up on it. But, you know, that said, no matter what, it really boils down to the integrity of the anglers that are making the trip. You know, everybody obviously has done a really good job of self-monitoring. You know, you're going out on a 7-day, you're going out on a 10-day. You know who you've been around and what you've been doing for the 10 days prior to your trip. And that's really the key, is that nobody brings that thing on the boat. And so far, again, we've been really blessed. And I'm not just talking about Royal Star. I mean, the fleet has been blessed. Yeah. Everybody's done a really good job.
Knock on wood.
Exactly.
And so if somebody comes on Royal Star, there's two things that come to mind. Number one, it's limited load. Your maximum load is 22 now, right?
Right.
What kind of precautions do you take? Let's just talk for a minute about this. As far as cleanliness of the boat, checking temperatures, et cetera, is there a procedure?
Well, I don't think that, as far as the temperatures go, it's we're not medical professionals. So
right.
we did it first, and we've kind of backed off on that. We're really relying, again, on the anglers themselves,
yes,
self-monitor, know where they've been. And we're, the strongest point we can make is, and it's made with everybody, you know, you ask them about, you know, if they've been sick, if they're feeling sick. And we all know how it was in the old days. It's like, damn, I'm coming down a little cold,
right,
2 or 3 days before your trip, you know, and you take the Dristan or whatever, and you come fishing.
The attitude is, I'll be fine by the time we start fishing.
That's right.
It'll
go away. And now, I mean, it's just 100% hard stop.
Yeah.
I don't care if you got the sniffles. And in our case, on Royal Star, we give your money, you know, I'll give your money back. Roll it over the next year. But if you want it back, I'll give your money back. We don't want anybody on the boat that even so much as has a scratchy throat. Don't come fishing. We'll give your money back. It's not about the money. It's about providing a safe platform for everybody that's on that boat. And that's really the key to success.
Yeah.
So I think that everybody is in the same position. You emphasize that point. Again, we take all the precautions. We sanitize.
Sure.
We've got the fogger with the disinfectant that we hammer that boat every trip.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every single space.
All the linens and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, the linens are changed every trip. Every blanket, every pillow, everything is changed. And then the entire stateroom, the entire boat is thoroughly sanitized between trips. But, you know, that said, it's like you think when you're coming in, especially on the longer trips,
right,
you know, we don't have it on the boat then.
Yeah.
So, you know, preparing the boat is actually, I don't think that's the biggest part of the process. Of course it is, but we maintain during the trip. That to me is where it really kicks in. You know, I mean, the guys coming around in every handhold, you know, multiple times during the day. The guys in the galley really do a good job. And what we do on Royal Star, we limit the galley to 10 or less.
Yeah,
12 or less. So that's 3D. Yeah, 12 or less. And we run our meal schedules. You know, we used to do, hey, first call, and everybody get in there, and you're shoulder to shoulder, and you have the big family meal. We don't do it that way anymore. We run our meal service for like an hour and a half or 2 hours, so everybody just trickles in there.
Oh, that's cool.
And we're two to a table, three to the table at most. The guys and the crew, they sit up forward at that table. We keep everybody spread out. And all of our, you know, we used to do seminars at the beginning of the trip. It's a big part of our program. And the opening speech, the orientation, safety speech. So we used to get everybody together for that. Now we just do it over the PA. And we keep everybody spread out. We stop the boat, go over there by ballast point, and just shut down and deliver it over the PA. I hate doing it that way because our operation is so personal, and I like to meet everybody face to face.
Absolutely.
But we do that individually. You know, we walk around and same thing with each angler as far as preparing them for fishing. We do a lot more. I don't say we do a lot more, but there's more individual, one-on-one, personal. You know, working with guys and gals, rigging their gear. And by doing those addresses over the PA, everybody stays spread out. Yeah. You receive the information downstairs, outside, wherever you may be. I think it establishes a comfort level among the anglers also. They see we're taking it seriously. Yeah. They know we're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
We just, you know, we just do our best to maintain that distance.
Yeah.
And not in a weird way. It's not stiff at all, but it's just out of respect for the fact that, you know, we still have this thing going on and we want, I mean, more than anybody, you know, we want to make sure that everybody's has a safe,
absolutely
satisfying trip. And so far, again, I'm knocking on wood for the snow.
Yeah.
You know, so
totally.
Far, so good.
We're all good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well
and, then, you know, let's going back to fishing. I mean, I know we've had all our challenges as a fleet this year from the virus and getting up and running and light loads and but boy, jeez, the fishing sure hasn't let us down.
No.
Unbelievable. How does it get better than what we're doing right now?
I can't believe it.
The same, I know you already said it, but if you looked in those totes yesterday from Fisherman's Friday, it literally looked like a 15-day trip came back.
Yeah,
giant
crazy
tuna all over the place. And,
crazy.
And yellows, and yeah, it's wild.
What I'm just, you know, I still, and I know I've emphasized this about 100 times now, the number, the quantity of fish that's out there is just astounding.
Really?
I mean, you know, I've been doing this 35 years now, fishing offshore in front of
you. Wow.
I have never seen anything like
this.
No
kidding.
Really?
I mean, last year I thought there was a lot of fish. And there's twice as much this year.
So
there's three times as much.
Wow.
This year.
So is there more fish here in September than there was in July and August?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah. I think what I've seen now is that in addition, now we have the multiple grades. You've got the the 8 to 14 pounders. You've got the 20 to 40 pounders. You've got the 60 to 90 pounders. You've got the 110 to 130s and the 150 to 190s and the big boys mixed in. I mean, you have every year class of bluefin from the beginners, you know, the little fellas that came over. And they showed up, what, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when we were doing that fishing out on Tanner Bank, all those little fellas started showing up. I mean, you got every class of year, you got every year class of bluefin for the last 7 years,
unreal,
8 years,
that's
it's stacked
wild
up in here.
And then mixed in some yellowfin. That's great.
From
the same and similar sizes.
Exactly. And there's a lot of those,
pounds
too.
To 80 pounds.
Exactly. They're not biting all that good, those big ones. You know, they had a few really good days just before we got there last week. I mean, those things really showed themselves. And, you know, it's like, where the hell did these things come from? All of those schools, you know, you're on the main vein of that big fish when you're catching those yellowfin because they're buddied up for sure.
Wow.
Those guys are running together. And you know, those bigger yellowfin, if you're off them, you're not on the...
Okay.
And that's another, you know...
Really?
Little tidbit there, yeah, because, you know, there's fish everywhere.
Right.
That's the hardest thing about fishing out there right now. There's fish everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you drive around, it's like little sonar school, scattered group, you know, kind of good school, but... You know, the hardest thing to do is drive by that stuff, looking for the right line, looking for the right bunch. And you know, you find the right bunch, the results speak for themselves. If you don't, you're still catching fish, though.
Right.
You're just not getting the big hit. You know, it's really, there's a recognition of what that... You know, I mean, I'm calling it the mega school, the mega meet. I mean, you got to find that. You got to find that in order to get the big shot.
Yeah.
And again, the good news is, you know, the consolation school, they produce too.
Yeah. The consolation is a handful of 200 pounders.
Right. You know? But it's just, I mean, it's remarkable. You can drive, and you know, this stuff goes up and down. Of course, I'm not talking about 7 days a week, but when that fish is up, I mean, you drive for 30 miles and you never drive out of it.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, you see it jumping. You see schools in the sonar. You see, oh, there's a ball going down the meter at 80 fathom. There's a this, there's a that. I mean, you just go forever. You can't believe that the ocean could host that much fish.
And then the sea life out there, the dolphins, the whales,
everything.
They're all in for
everyone's
the feed, too,
getting
right?
in on the act.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So how long is it going to last, Tim? Is it going to go like last year where it went through into December?
Well, I get the sense right now, you know, and unless Mother Nature throws a big wrench in the works, you know, and the water rolls over and gets cold, I get the sense that like the previous, what, 3, 4, 5 years, this is a year-round deal now. Wow. I mean, that bluefin isn't going anywhere. And maybe the big ones will, you know, but you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, this has gone into January, and then we see the fish, you know, the guys going up and down on the longer trips. Oh, giant schools everywhere down on the 29 line. You know, that fish is just running up and down this stretch. And I get the sense that it's not going anywhere.
When you quote-unquote end your season in January and then start it in March, that fish was there the whole time.
No,
like,
never,
you just run out of people looking for it and fishing it and finding it, and then they start back up again.
Exactly. And you think about a few years back, what was it, 3, 4 years, I had fish that was out of Tanner Bank in January.
Right.
The guys were getting out of the squid at night and the flat falls. There's a whole different ball game setting up here. And on that note, and you know, I think a lot of guys, us included, in again, due to the whole, you know, concerns about the virus, the boat, whatever, the winter trips are pretty darn soft. You know, they just are.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, hey, man, you know, the prospect of going right out here on a 3-day, a 5-day, whatever, and catching fish that are you know, equal to what you can drive down there and hope to catch at 1,000 miles. And there's a lot of anglers kind of resetting, going,
wow,
man, I got 6 over 200 this summer. You know, I'm not quite sure I want to make that run to Hurricane, man, which is understandable. So we are hot on it.
Sure.
I mean, I'm looking at retooling our schedule to take advantage of these fish that are out here close, you know, January, February, throwing those weekend 3 days in there, and we're, you know, we're going to do it.
I love that.
And it's really going to be weather dependent. You know, it if the weather's good, you go. If it's winter weather, you know, it's blowing 40 southeast and raining, forget it. You know, tie it up and
schedule the next one.
Exactly. So I see that in the future. I'm very, very optimistic about these fish hanging around. And you know, obviously, we've seen a big reset in the ocean here the last 3 years, 5 years.
Sure.
You know, we can unwind it now quite a few years to where this fish has been available within 3-day range in again, you know, December, January, February, March. So
I love that.
You know,
that's so cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. So much to talk about with Captain Tim Ekstrom and the Royal Star.
That last 15 minutes didn't get you fired up about
fishing, man.
Like, it's probably, I'm
ready.
No doubt. Yeah, we've got a great show for you today. So much to talk about, so much to cover. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. It's always a very busy morning when Tim's on the show, but we want to get your call. And if the phone line is busy, there's always now a great new option if you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, and that's the text the show option. Download the Let's Talk Hookup app, totally free, super easy to use. The best way, honestly, to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, it's right at the palm of your hand, wherever you're at. And then right when you open up that the app, you'll see the option text the show, and you can text a question that goes right to Pete. As we always say, it's become very popular, so we're not always able to read all the text, but we'll always go through, sample a few good ones. Make sure to include your name, and unfortunately we're not able to reach you back. It's a one-way shot. But yeah, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app, or give us a call, 833-288-0973. Not only are we talking fishing, talking Royal Star, talking all this great info that's going on, we are also giving away a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Today we're giving away the Southern Cross, a really nice pair
of Maui Jims.
It is, yeah. They're really popular. We sell a lot of those. It's a fisherman's frame.
Yeah.
Like, just really, really comfortable glasses. This one, the frame is that soft matte khaki brown color. It's a really cool. It's got the Maui green lens, which I really, really like. It's, of course, that super thin Maui Jim glass. Keeps them very lightweight. They really do have the weight of a plastic lens glass, but in that Maui Jim super thin glass material. It's awesome. A great pair of Maui Jims. Again, if you want to get through, have your chance to win those great glasses, or better yet, your chance to talk to Tim, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are already 100% packed full. No surprise. Going to be a busy morning, but there's going to be plenty of shots to get you in. Again, it's 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Let's start it off with text from our app. Of course, the only way you can text us is from the app, and it's, like Ricky said, one way. We can't reply to it. But Tackle Day still going to happen?
Absolutely.
Is the first question.
Yeah,
that,
no, it is.
Yeah.
Saturday, November the 7th is when it's going to happen, the first Saturday in November. It will be different, like everything is different this year. Things will be a lot more spread out. It's going to be a lot more outdoors than it will be indoors, but it'll still be happening. We'll still have seminars, same deal. There's going to be a few less of them, and it'll be a little more spread out. But all the fun that we've always had will maintain, and the sales and the great deals absolutely will be a thing. And we are gung-ho. Doug and I sat down the other day and had just like the full meeting and divide and conquer what we're going to do. And, yeah, so
Saturday,
it's
November
on.
7th.
Yep. Let's
all
Talk
right.
Hook Up. We'll be there.
Yep. We'll be broadcasting live in our usual spot there, so that'll be fun.
It's our best sale we do, and we just figured with everything going on, we deserved it, and more importantly, our customers deserved it. Like, it's a really good opportunity, and there was a few buying opportunities that kind of got missed this year, and we want to make sure that we give our customers that opportunity.
That's awesome, man. Okay, next question for Tim in this, and please put your name when you do text us here. He basically, it was a long kind of dissertation, is when do you decide to move? When, in other words, he says, you're on a school of tuna, things change, you're not catching. When do you go looking?
Boy, there's a lot
and
of
how
variables.
Much time?
I mean, there's a lot of variables in that. I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but you know, you think about it, what's going on around you? You know what I mean? There's a lot of times where you're better off just staying put. You know, you've got fish under you, and you've got the prospect of hooking one every once in a while. And you know, we rely an awful lot on each other when we're out there. You know, information that we're sharing with our colleagues, and you know, nowadays everybody knows everybody knows everybody. So you know, even if I don't know that guy over there, it's pretty likely that I'm getting what he's doing, and he's getting what I'm. Yeah, exactly. And we base a lot of that on what everybody else is doing too. You know, you got 30 guys out there and 27 of them are driving around and have been for an hour and a half without seeing a scale, and you've got fish under you and you're hooking one every once in a while. It may be slow, but it's way better. It's way better. It's way faster than that dude over there, you know, who's wishing he was the one stop. So, you know, there's a lot of variables in there, but I can say now the flip side is, you know, you hit them hard, you get them good, you wind down, you're getting one every once in a while, and, you know, guys are marching up the line, hitting schools and getting, you know, 5, 10, 8, 20, whatever, that's the time to move. You're not sitting there milking that one. There's fresh ones. There's new fish around. There's
fish move every day.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's time to go. So a lot of that is, you know, as you guys would expect, it's situational. But there's no one magic moment. It's always in flux. But that's kind of the overall thinking on it.
Yeah. So yesterday's hot spot, okay, could be total desert. So you wake up the next morning and you're not seeing the fish that you saw the day previous. What do you do?
Well, the other thing I was going to say is there's some real fisherman's instinct now that we're talking about, and I'm, you know, you can feel it. You can. Right? Yeah. If you're a fisherman, you feel
it's
it.
It's not going to happen.
It's like, you know, we're not on them.
Yeah.
You can just see, by the way, 3 days ago it was like that. We got up in the morning and we're not on them.
Right.
You just knew it. You know, it's like, it just doesn't, it's something's different, something changed. The fish moved, they're down, whatever. They shifted. So then you go into the, you know, again, you're still seeing a little bit around.
Right.
Do you stick it out there? Do you wait? How long do you wait? And that just goes into your gut as a fisherman. You know, I can't tell you why I feel that we're not on them. You know, I can't tell you exactly what that feeling is or how it comes about me, but you know, we all rely on that. Those of us who are fishermen,
sure.
You know, or some of us who are fishermen.
That's what makes it so rewarding when you get them, because you don't know. You don't know if they're just down and in 2 hours they're all going to float and right where you're at is going to look amazing, or you need to drive 20 miles in another direction and then you find it. It's just, but that's the reward. You know, and that's where you get the, I got them, you know.
Yeah.
That's where you get the feel good when you made that move, whether it was the decision to stay put because you knew it was going to happen, or it was the decision to get up and haul ass somewhere and go get on them.
That's I'm like sitting here smiling ear to ear to say it's one of the most gratifying things. It, you know, if you've got that fisherman's instinct, that when you get on a line, if when you get on them, you and you know it, it's just, it's like, we're gonna get them.
I got you.
Oh yeah.
Here we go, boys.
That's cool.
Yep, strap it on. Here we go, man. Get the helmets out and the flak vest.
Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero right now. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Rick. Hello, Tim.
Morning.
Hi, John.
Buenos dias. Yeah, well, we had a kind of an interesting week. It's been beautiful weather, I have to tell you. It's the coolest September I can recall. Highs have been in the high 80s, low 90s, afternoon breezes. It's been real, real pleasant, especially for September down here. Water temp's about 86 degrees, real clear and flat water. Again, afternoon breezes, they kick up about 11, 12, something like that, coming out of the southeast. There's loads and loads of bait around. God, lots and lots of sardine crashing the beach. up and down all the beaches. I've never seen so much sardine around. So we got a lot of good bait. That's the good news. The bad news is it has affected fishing. You know, we're sending out three or four boats a day, and there's so much bait around. It's affecting our bite for sure. We got a real strong striped marlin sailfish bite mixed with a few blues just about 4 miles off the lighthouse. A real, real good roosterfish bite. The roosters are back in real good numbers. 40, 50-pound roosters are real common. There's a lot of them around. And bottom fishing is as good as well. We've got nice pargo, both barred and dogtooth. Biggest one this week is about 25 pounds, but lots of 5 to 10-pounders. And some big amberjack mixed up on the bottom. They're just dropping the sardine down. And actually picking up skipjack as well and chunking out skipjack and running it down. That seems to be working real well. The tuna are in and out. They're way outside. The boats ran into them about 45 miles off the day before yesterday. And they were holding a smaller tuna football, 10-pounders. Few big two yellowfin inside off the lighthouse and south off of Venaramas off the White Cliffs down there. And those are 15 to 40-pound fish, but the boats are getting one or two of those maybe a day and drift fishing with the sardine for them. A few Dorado around as well. Medium fishing, like I say, but just gobs of bait around. I just can't believe it. We're out on the boat metering it, and it's just thick across the bottom. There's just a lot of fish around there. And I think that's affecting the bite for the moment. But it'll keep the fish around, so next week, another
week. Yeah, man. Well, it's, you know, hey, bottom line is the fish are there and they follow the bait. So not long now and not long for our Rancho Leonero tournament here just a couple weeks away. We're excited that there's yeah. fish.
Yeah, we're really looking for it. And there are a lot of fish around for sure. It's all this bait should help keep the fish around as well. So
Hey, John, I'm interested to know that sardine. When you say that, is that actual sardine, just like we have up here? You know, the regular sardine, or is that the, you know, I know they call everything sardina down there. So
they're actually panfish, is what.
Yeah,
they
okay,
are.
That's what I thought. The little sardine,
yeah, smaller
thing.
Guy. But they get, you know, they get almost to sardine size. They right now, like there's gobs of them around, and actually they're filling up the bait tank and then just filling up buckets of it, you know. So everybody's chumming like crazy, and
nice.
There's just loads of it around, and they're driving the roosters are driving the sardine up on the beach. It's amazing how much sardine there is around right now. Panfish around, pardon me.
Well, hey, John, if somebody wants to come Rancho Leonero, beautiful time of the year down there coming up October, November, absolute best time. How do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252. Or check out our website. We got a lot of photos from last week on there for sure.
Thanks, John. Great report. Appreciate that as always. And, man, we'll look forward to hearing another one just like that next week.
You will for sure. Look forward to it, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Tom, University City, you're going to start us off on the phones this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Morning.
Hey, I have a comment and a question. The comment is I've just been on a few trips lately, and I always notice how hard the crew work, and I just have developed an appreciation for the quality of the long range and also the day trip fleet we have here in San Diego. I wanted to mention that. It's just, you know, when we fish all day and then they're cleaning fish on the way back and cleaning the boat and making the food and doing everything they do, it's just physically exhausting, always a good attitude, and I just wanted to point that out.
Indeed. Yeah, thank you.
And then and my question is, I'm going to try lobster hooping this year, and you know, there's plenty of information on which nets to get and general areas to go, but I need to learn, you know, how to drop a hoop over the side of the boat, how deep I should go, how to, you know, set the buoy, the rope length correctly. And I was wondering if you could maybe provide a pointer or two, or tell me where there's going to be some seminars this year, or how I can figure that out.
Boy, there's lots of YouTube videos on lobstering, and I don't know that you can get a copy of Jim Salazar's book.
That's what I was going
right
to say.
Now.
That, oh, it is.
Hooping It Up.
That's it's not.
But
a...
if you can find one, it's called Hooping It Up. Jim Salazar's out of print, but you may be able to find it around.
That's a fantastic book.
Really good explanation on how to set the buoys up. So that's how I learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely the Promar Eclipse Net is the I like the big.
See, I'm an ambush guy. Yeah, I like the ambush. The big one.
Well, no, maybe I'm wrong. The big one.
Eclipse is the one that has the post that will flatten down, and ambush is the one that
ambush,
stays rigid.
Okay, then I'm a Promar.
And you like the ambush. That means you like the ambush XL.
The ambush XL is the one. Bigger the better, as far as I'm concerned, for sure.
I mean, that Eclipse net is perfectly fine, too. They're both that conical style net that have, like, the little arms that, you know, there's a top ring and a bottom ring, little arms hold the ring up. The Eclipse are the ones where they fold down, so in travel and storage, everything lays flat. The ambush is the one where they stay rigid, but they still just stack right on top of each other. I'm with you. I like that ambush.
The ambush XL?
I have the regular. I would prefer if I had the bigger ones, but when I bought them, the bigger ones weren't an option,
available.
And I can't justify yet, you know, swapping them all out because they still fish fine. But yes, if I was buying them, I for sure would have the bigger ones.
Yeah. Are you stocked up at Fisherman's Landing?
I think all of our lobster gear gets here this week.
This week.
Yeah,
all right.
I think it'll probably arrive on Monday.
And I know Dana Landing stocked up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's happening 1 week from today.
If I could, you asked if there was anything else, if there was a tip. I would say the best tip for me, and it depends where you fish. You're in University City, so my guess would be you'll be fishing somewhere around San Diego. Is one thing that we have different down here than a lot of areas is we have, I'll just call it how it is, we have horrific sea lion problems.
Yes.
And the biggest tip I could give you is figure out a way to put your bait in the net where it is not going to get harassed by a sea lion. They are really good at dealing with getting into everything that they can. They don't work here. They work great in other places, but they just don't work here. Get by those Promar bait tubes.
Yep.
They're relatively expensive. They're like $20, maybe a little bit less, but they're in that area. But it is the best money that you will spend. You could homemade the same thing, but by the time you buy all the parts and pieces and put your own labor to it, just buy those Promar ones.
Yeah.
They work great. They're just as easy, but that's the biggest tip I could give you is find a way to keep your bait sea lion proof because they're so smart that they will get into it if they know they can, and just for the same reasons, they will also bail and leave you alone if they know they can't because they're smart enough to know that the next guy is going to be 100 yards down the beach and they know that they can just rob his gear, and it is that case.
Yeah.
Like, you put those tubes in there, they just won't. You'll be all right.
And the other tip you might do is go on a charter with Brandon Hayward, or if you want to stay here in San Diego, I heard Biz was doing charters for lobsters. Man, that guy is the man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, with Into the Depth Sport Fishing,
right?
Into the Depth Sport Fishing. Go on a lobster charter and learn the technique, and then you can kind of do it yourself.
Totally. Pay a little bit, get to see how the experts do it, and you can just apply that to your own program. That's a good call. You're totally right.
Or you go to Catalina with Brandon Hayward and learn that.
I like it.
Adventure, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Bob. Bob's calling us from up in Northern California. What's up, Bob? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi, Tim, Pete, and Rick. This is Bob Knapp from Northern California. And, I just want to give a shout-out to the Royal Star in general. I'm a longtime customer, and I just can't tell you, your audience and everyone, what a first-class operation they are. And the captains are just the best there are, you know, everything from, Tracy doing the booking to getting off the boat and having your fishermen processing fish. The whole thing is just absolutely top drawer. And, I just can't wait to get back down there on a 10-day or a 7-day trip on the 10th. Tim, I had a question for you. I understand you guys are getting a lot of these bigger fish at night on these flat falls, and I'm wondering exactly how you guys are rigging those things. What kind of a leader, what kind of hooks, and what kind of main line? And that's my question.
Okay, so I'm gonna defer to Ricky as far as explaining the rigging, but I can tell you one thing: the guys and a huge portion of the success that we're having on those things is due to the rigging of them. They got to be rigged right. And these things now, the way these guys rig them, they look like a Christmas tree with the hooks hanging off of them. I mean, it's pretty, I mean, we do pull hooks every once in a while. It's pretty rare, but I mean, these things, you know, you rig them with 3, 4, 5 hooks and heavy line, you know, 130-pound, even 200-pound leaders, and we fish them on 130. Like, we're set up for big ones, and they're, you know, the guys, Blake back there and Ryan, Mikey, Oscar now, all those guys, they're masters at rigging those things. I mean, and we're meticulous about it. Every single rig, we walk around and visit with everyone individually. What do you got going on here? Okay, let me see. And if it's not up to speed, because, you know, the potential of getting a 300-pound fish is
on a
so,
flatfall.
On a flatfall. So whoa. We got both of ours,
yeah,
on
both
on
of
flatfalls.
The last 300-pound
fish. We're
on
the flatfall.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
mackerel.
Yeah, so... It really is crucial to rig those things right, because, again, the ratio of success. I mean, I think this last trip, if I recall, I think we broke off one fish on a flatfall. We broke the line one time, and you know, such some weird break off. But if you rig them right, and it's just absolutely essential that you do, that's a way to tip the odds in your favor.
On your website, when you gave kind of the rundown of the last trip, you kind of finished it with a little quote, and I thought it was so good. We put it on our Instagram page for the Tackle Shop, along with the pictures of those 200-300 pounders. And you said that let me find it. Perfectly rigged gear yields perfect results, and like that was, I thought that was such the that is if that's not big fish fishing to a T.
When you're dealing with big fish, it's got to be perfect. Right?
If it's wrong, it will be exposed.
Yeah. Hey, so Tim. What? Okay, you're fishing a flatfall. What pound test are you? You're fishing 130-pound leader. What are you fishing? You're fishing a big reel, like a 30 wide or Talica 20, Talica 25, Talica 50. What?
I've seen anglers using those 20s and the 25s, and they've worked fine. The bigger reels, like a 30 or a what's the Makaira, the
probably a 20.
Yeah, or the big, you know, the it's kind of similar in size to an International 30.
Yeah, they call their 20 would be like the size.
Yeah,
of
those things are great for that. They're just it's just the right reel for that application. I really
and what pound test are you fishing it?
For sure the 130.
130 yeah. all the way.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be myself. I would not fish with less than 100-pound out there. That said, you know, some of the anglers they're using their 80-pound, they're using their 100-pound. But you know, if you're going less than that, you're going to get smoked, man. Yeah. You know, it's like you
hook one of those big boys.
Yeah, and you're even one of those 150, 180-pounders. It's just going to drag you around the boat for an hour, you know, yeah. and you might get it, but you're just going to extend the experience. Which I mean, maybe you want to. You're really there's a lot of relish in it, but you know, I can tell you, I have like no, you know, obviously we're recreational fishermen and it's a recreational pursuit, but I have no sportsman in me once we get a 300-pounder. Like, I don't want to give it a fair fight. Yeah. I want to kill
you.
I want to see you guys get him.
Yeah. Right? Eat sure. that thing.
Yeah. Hey, I don't feel charitable towards him at all.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're checking in with Catch Your Porch, taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Hopebridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And you talk about power, you talk Talica. Shimano Talica. What about that Talica 50, Tim?
The winch.
The winch. That thing is unbelievable.
That is the best big fish reel I have ever seen, I've ever used.
Yeah.
It's smooth as silk. It has unbelievable cranking power. The gear ratio is absolutely perfect.
Right.
That thing, when you're fishing that 130, 150, 200, there is no reel to compare. It is absolutely phenomenal. Kite fishing, fly line and a big bait, flat fall in now.
Yeah.
Epic.
It's lightweight.
Yeah.
And it's powerful. It's got capacity. It's a two speed. It's got it's got drag. You put that drag up on thing. Like you turn that hand. Put it low and you turn that hand.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we call it the winch.
Yeah.
I think you could hook it up on the back on the trailer and grind your boat in up at the boat launch.
Probably could.
Thing's unreal.
It describes what Tim said. When I hook a 300 pounder, I don't want the sportsman. I want to get it. Like you get it with that thing.
Yeah.
You
want to
get it on.
Talica 50 at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time this morning. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip, for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landing, but now with all this big bluefin, they are really specializing in your private boat catch as well. If you've got a 200-pounder sitting in your kill bag, the only way to do that thing justice is to bring it to Sean, Raymond, the whole crew. Let those guys cut it right. I'm trying to deal with the parts and pieces afterwards of a fish that big is such a pain in your private boat scenario, and when you get that finished product back from those guys,
there's no comparison. It's worth twice the cost of what they're doing.
No doubt.
After spending a weekend on the boat with or a week with a boat with Wheeler and cooking, cutting your own fish, I can tell you it's worth twice the price to have Fisherman's Processing cut your fish.
No doubt about that. Now with Fish Pros, the market, you can also purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish for sale. Their spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, those famous tuna burgers, and now that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. It's been very fun following those guys on social media. Sean's been posting the photos of the new building going in. This has been really exciting, man. It's going to be a good time. And check it out, Fisherman's Processing. With that said, let's find out what's biting out there. Talk to the man, Captain Ryan Woolley at Dana War Sport Fishing's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there?
Great.
Doing great. Good morning.
Good, good. Hey, a good week up here, more or less a windless week. We finally got one.
Yeah.
You know, pretty stoked about it.
About time.
Made for a nice change. Water temps, we actually had some steady water temps up here, too. 70 degrees is pretty much what it's been here all week. Locally, the half-day action, still, we're bass fishing every day right now. We've seen some real good action along the kelp and over the hard bottom. I'd say along with that bass, you know, we've had a little bit of bonito in the mix too, which has been kind of a nice alternative action target, right, for those half-day trips, and seeing some nice catching also for some of our anglers that like to fish the sinker rig down on the bottom, some good sheephead fishing a few days for those guys that like to bring that exotic bait again. That clam and shrimp has been paying off some nice dividends for those guys. Stretching out a little bit here, our three-quarter day stuff, we're still out in the deep water. Good mixed bag on that rockfish, some very good quality, too, on some of those reds and bacacho. That's been the main target there for that rockfish. But still a nice mix, some whitefish, sculpin, sheephead, and other things. We're telling our guys, come with a good assortment of sinkers, a few 8-ounce, a few 10-ounce, maybe a couple 12-ounce sinkers, and then like a couple 80 or 100-gram cold sniper jigs have been doing the business there on that. Off the beach over at Catalina, the all-day boats have been on the yellowtail and the bonito over there. That yellowtail fishing's still been really good all week. It's been a very broad range in size of that fish over there. There's been some of the smaller 5-pound firecracker-sized fish on up to just the flat-out bruisers, the 35-pounders over there. So, you know, you get your fly line bait out, you don't know if you're going to be, you know, getting picked up by one of those smaller ones or, you know, going to be getting the business from one of those bigger ones. But that's kind of been the target over there for the all-day boat. Live bait, again, been the way to go. A couple fish on the surface iron for those guys this week, but more or less it's all been on the live bait. And then offshore here, the Fury, you know, Marcus has been able to make it work, whether he's at Clemente or offshore yesterday. For his overnight trip, he had really good bluefin fishing for his 24 anglers. He ended his trip with limits, two fish limits for his 24 passengers. That fish was like 30 to 40 pounds, so good catchable, great fish there. And then at Clemente, it's been a mix of the, you know, the kelp bass, bonito, and yellowtail for him on his trips over there. So things are hitting. You know, it's amazing what a little bit of good weather will do for us. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Or, of course, you can check us out at danwharf.com. And I will tell you that Marcus on the Fury does have his October open party schedule out, so we've got a few available dates for guys that want to hop on an open party trip with him.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of wind and all that other stuff, man, we're so looking forward to October. Probably our best month of the year
fishing.
You know, we typically get
best
those
weather.
Nice days. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a good call. Willie, appreciate it. Great report, as always, buddy. If somebody wants to take advantage of those October trips coming up on the boat or just coming fishing with you or all the great stuff going on at Dana War Sport Fishing, one more time, how do we find you?
Cool. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or call us at our office here, 949-496-5794 or danawharf.com.
Right on. Great job, Willie. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. See ya.
All right. Appreciate that. And while we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, I've got to remind you, a week from yesterday, that is this coming Saturday, we'll be live at the Konakai Resort on Shelter Island. That's Saturday, October 3rd, broadcasting from the Paloma Pool Deck next to the marina, right behind the main entrance fountain. The bar is going to be open, and we're going to have some great prizes to give away, like Maui Jim sunglasses, room nights at the Konakai, and a lot more. So be sure to join us at the Konakai Resort. That's right at the end of Shelter Island for a fun two-hour live remote broadcast. Steve and Adam and a host of other guests will be there with us. So join us at the Paloma Pool, and that's next Saturday, October 3rd, 7 to 9 a.m.
You got it, man. Hey, with that, we're going to jump back into the phones while we're waiting for our buddy Gundy Gunderson to roll in, and let's talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Harry?
Tim, one of the previous callers pretty much said what I wanted to say about your operation. It's just really a great a boat to go out in. Your staff is, your crew is really great. My personal high for my bluefin is on your boat, and one of the programs that you have that I haven't heard anybody talk about is the T-shirt program, where I have the T-shirt. Unfortunately, I have the one that's only the 100 level, but I'm looking to get to the 200 and possibly someday the 300 level. But that T-shirt program is wonderful, and I get a lot of comments when I wear that T-shirt.
Nice. That sounds good to me. Yeah,
all right.
That's great. Tracy's in charge of that, too, so I got to give all credit to her, you know, credit where credit's due. You know, going back to what I wanted to mention earlier when talking about the crew, you know, we provided some detail on you know, how these big catches are made and what goes into it on the decision-making and the like, but I'll tell you what, when it comes down to brass tacks, those guys and the amount of effort they put on deck is what makes it happen.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, in the moment, when you have eight going that are 150 to 190 at, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and you know, that in itself is an unbelievable event. Just the you know, it's like the orchestration of it. You know, I mean, it's organized chaos, if you can imagine such a thing.
It's something to watch.
Yeah. And then at the same time, I mean, all that fish coming over, and we're still dressing it, we're spiking it, we're running the cord down the spine, we're bleeding it, we're treating every one of those like the incredible, you know, the incredible resource that it is.
You guys give them justice, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm the guy back there that's humping fish and everything. The guys, they don't even have time to break away from the rail. Boy, I've been getting my work cut out for me.
You're doing all that. Yeah. And you know, and that's right. The Royal Star crew, I mean, you know, the crews in the long-range boats, just second to none. And that makes the boat. I mean, it makes the boat that much better, is having a top-notch crew. And this is an interesting text that ties into that from Darren in Sacramento. Thanks for listening, Darren. He says, have the crew rig your flatfall. They do it every day, and they know. Don't lose a fish of a lifetime due to poor knots. And that's a good tip from Darren.
Epic advice.
Because your guys will do that on the boat. Just bring your flatfalls to them. You've got all the stuff to rig it, right?
That's right.
And they'll rig it up for you, and they'll rig it nice.
And even if you have the stuff, let them walk you through. I mean, learn. You know, that you know, we're not encouraging you to just hand it and walk away and, hey, you know, when you're done, bring me my rod back.
Right.
No, go up there and watch them rig it so you'll know how. But it is the best piece of advice. And you know, going back to it, when you have a crew that they want to catch that fish probably more than the guy yarding on it himself.
Totally.
You know, they have that kind of heart into it. I mean, you talk Blake Wassano, Ryan, Mikey, Oscar, now, I mean, those guys,
they want to get
that. Yeah, you'll hear it. You know, one will get away with the bow, and, you know, God, you know, X, Y, Z, and, you know, and it's the guys, it's the crew that, you know, they're upset, man. I mean, it's like literally, it's a life and death battle, man. Yeah. They want that thing that bad. That's how you know that
you got the right guys.
You're in the right guys. You got the right guys next to you because they make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
That's awesome. That's
awesome. Thanks, Harry, for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with Gundy. We're going to find out what's going on in the surf. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered
if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.